I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
I wanted to get into the NCAA regions and pick every single game, and I wanted to do it like off of an analyst that I respect, and I think he knows his stuff. I certainly think he's on the inside of college basketball, and that would be Jay Billis of ESPN. I like what he does. I wanted to see who he liked in every single game in every single region, so I kind of thought I'd do it up against him with my picks, his picks. These are just outright money line picks. So first of all, number one seeds are 143-1 against number 16 seeds. Number two seeds are 135-9 against number 15 seeds. Number three seeds are 122-22 against number 14 seeds. That means the number one, two, and three seeds are 400 against 32 in the first round. Of the past 21 national championships, 20 of them were won by a number one, two, or three seed. Top three seeds have won 32 of 36 NCAA championships since 85 when the bracket expanded to 64 teams. And that is crazy when you think about it. I mean, the bottom line is you think that, you know, your upsets and your 7s, 8s, 10s, 12s, 14s, all these seeds are going to do something in the NCAA tournament. And the bottom line is they never do it. So let's look at the regions and break it all down and kind of haul ass while we're doing it. Start with the West. Number one, Gonzaga against number 16, Georgia State. We all know what's going to happen here. Gonzaga is going to spank that ass. I mean, Georgia State has no chance to stop Drew Timmy and Chet Holmgren, and that's all there is to it. Number eight, Boise State against number nine, Memphis. I'm on Boise State. I'm with Billis here. This team is tough. Outright regular season and a Mountain West tournament champ. They didn't have an all first team player in the conference, but their coach was coach of the year, Leon Rice. I love this team. They shoot the ball well. They do everything. Boise State converting at a 77% clip over the last 14 games. They are just dealing, and that's just all there is to it. I think they'll beat Penny Hardaway's team here and move on. Number five, UConn against number 12, New Mexico State. The Aggies are tough as hell, but I think UConn is too tough defensively and too tough on the boards, and I think the Huskies will win this game. I'm with Billis there. Arkansas is the number four. Number 13 is Vermont, the Catamounts. Look, I'm with Billis here. I like the upset. I think Vermont can pull it off. I think Arkansas is great when they play at Fayetteville, and anywhere else, they're susceptible. Number six, Alabama will take on the winner of the play-in game between Rutgers and Notre Dame. I'm with Billis. I say Rutgers upsets Notre Dame. I love this team with Harper Jr. and Geo Baker, Mulcahy. I think McConnell's a great defender. I think Rutgers is going to do some damage in this tournament. Number three, Texas Tech against number 14, Montana State. I'm on Texas Tech here. Mark Adams' team, too tough at both ends of the court. Number seven, Michigan State against number 10, Davidson. Billis likes Michigan State. I'm on Davidson here. I think Michigan State is a bunch of posers. They can't score more than 70 points in a game. I don't like them. So I'm going to go for the upset there with Davidson. It's not going to matter, though. Duke is the number two against number 15, Cal State Fullerton. Duke's going to roll there. Second round, Gonzaga against Boise. You know Gonzaga is going to win. And then UConn against Vermont. UConn will beat the Catamounts. Rutgers, I think, will beat Texas Tech, and Duke will beat Davidson. Then you got Gonzaga and UConn in the Sweet 16. I think Gonzaga will end the Huskies' run, and then I think Duke will beat Rutgers and end the Scarlet Knights' hopes. And then when it's all said and done, I think Gonzaga will send Coach K out of his final NCAA tournament, and that'll be the end of Duke. Let's go to the East. First round, number one Baylor against number 16 Norfolk State. We all know what's going to happen here. Baylor, too much talent, too deep, too physical, too fast. They'll handle a tough Norfolk State team. That 16 ain't happening, folks. Number 8 North Carolina against number 9 Marquette. Billis is on North Carolina. I don't think they're better than Marquette. I like Shaka's team to pull off the shocker. And then number 5, St. Mary's will play the winner of the play-in game between Wyoming and Indiana. I think Indiana will win that game. And then they'll lose to St. Mary's. Number 4, UCLA is taking on number 13, Akron. The Zips are tough, but UCLA is just so much deeper and better. Bruins roll here. Number 6, Texas against number 11, Virginia Tech. I'm with Billis. Upset City here. I like the Hokies. You saw what they did to Duke in the ACC championship game. Purdue is the 3 seed taking on number 14, Yale. They upset Princeton in the Ivy title game. I like Purdue here easily over Yale. And then number 7, Murray State against number 10, San Francisco. Billis likes Murray State, the Razors. I like the Dons to pull off the mini upset here. And then number 2, Kentucky takes on number 15, St. Peter's. And I think Kentucky will blow them out. All right, so in the second round, I got Baylor against Marquette. Baylor's going to win that game easily. St. Mary's against UCLA. I like UCLA there. Vatek against Purdue. I like the Boilermakers there, but it's not going to be easy. And then San Francisco, the Dons, taking on Kentucky, and the Wildcats will rock the Dons. In the Sweet 16, Baylor against UCLA. I just think that's going to be an incredible game. And, I mean, obviously Baylor's banged up going into this thing. We know they won the national championship. We know they got the number 1 seed. I think UCLA can beat them. I'm with Billis here. And Purdue, Kentucky, I think Kentucky will beat Purdue. I'm with him here. And then in the Elite Eight, you got Kentucky against UCLA. I actually think UCLA will beat Kentucky. And Billis is on Kentucky. I like the Bruins. I think they can beat anybody. I know they lost a game to Arizona in the Pac-12 title game. Doesn't matter. Bruins can play anybody. I think Kentucky's really good, but I really don't believe that they're better than the Bruins. I think they're on the same plane. I think they're on the same level. They're in concert with one another, and I think the Bruins can actually knock them off in a big game. All right, let's look at the South. Number 1 Arizona against number 16. It'd be Wright State against Bryant. I think Wright State's going to beat Bryant. I love Wright State. I rode them all the way into the tournament. But it doesn't matter. They're going to beat Bryant and then get just rolled by Arizona. We already know what Arizona's capable of. And they got a number 1 seed, obviously, and they won the Pac-12. Number 8, Seton Hall against number 9, TCU. I like TCU. I mean, I just cannot believe the job Jamie Dixon has done with his team. They beat everyone you put in front of them. Number 5, Houston against number 12, UAB. Houston's going to win this. They are one of the toughest teams in the country. Number 4, Illinois against number 13, Chattanooga. The Mocs. I still like Illinois because they have Coburn in the middle, and nobody on Chattanooga can stop Kofi Coburn. Number 6, Colorado State against number 11, Michigan. Billis is on Michigan here. I think they're lucky they got into the tournament after Indiana spanked their ass in the Big Tens. I like Colorado State at number 6 to actually upset the number 11 Michigan. I think Michigan will be favored in that game, and I still think Colorado State will beat them. Number 3 Tennessee against number 14 Longwood. Tennessee's going to get that game easily. And number 7 Ohio State against number 10 Loyola Chicago. I'm with Billis here. I think Loyola can beat anybody, and I think they'll knock off the Buckeyes. Number 2 Nova easy over number 15 Delaware. The Blue Hens season ends here. So in the second round, Arizona against TCU. I'm on Arizona. Houston against Illinois. I think Houston can beat Illinois. I really do. I think that they can beat anyone in the country. I'm going to take the Cougs here. And then Colorado State against Tennessee. I think Tennessee will win that game. Nova against Loyola of Chicago. I'm on Nova there. In the Sweet 16, I think Arizona will beat Houston. And then I think Tennessee will beat Nova. And in the Elite Eight, I like Arizona over Tennessee. All right, let's look at the Midwest finally. Number 1, Kansas against the winner of Texas A&M Corpus Christi and Texas Southern. I think Texas Southern will win that game and get, you know, their ass kicked by Kansas. Number 8, San Diego State against number 9, Creighton. I actually am with Billis here. I think Creighton will knock off the Aztecs. Number 5, Iowa against number 12, Richmond, the Spiders. Iowa's going to win there. They just shoot the ball too well. This is a very dangerous team. Number 4, Providence against number 12, South Dakota State. I'm with Billis. I think the Rabbits can beat Providence. Providence has had an incredible season, but I think South Dakota State will knock them off. Number 6, LSU against number 11, Iowa State. Billis likes Iowa State. I'm on LSU here. Number 3, Wisconsin against number 14, Colgate. I think the Badgers will get by toothpaste. Number 7, USC against number 10, Miami. I'm on the Canes here, baby. It's all about the U. And number 2, Auburn against number 15, Jacksonville State. They shouldn't even be in the tournament. So Auburn's going to teach them a lesson. So in the second round, I got Kansas over Creighton, Iowa over South Dakota State, Wisconsin over LSU, and then Auburn will knock Miami out of the tournament. So in the Sweet 16, I got Iowa knocking out Kansas. Billis is on Kansas. And then Wisconsin against Auburn. Billis is on the Badgers. I'm on the Auburn Tigers. So then in the regional final, I got Iowa against Auburn. And I think the Hawkeyes knock out the Auburn Tigers. I just think this Iowa team shoots the ball too well. They play great physical defense. They crash the boards. They got a great coach. They got veteran leaders that have been there, done that. Bohannon's in like his 15th year playing in Iowa City. So my final four would be Gonzaga, UCLA, Arizona, and Iowa.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save